Oh, I had a blast. Despite, you know, it being a physically demanding shoot, you know, what a great town to be in. You know, I was in Chicago at the perfect time of year, too. You know, it was September, end of August, September, beginning of October. Weather was perfect.
Yeah.
God, like you said, I ate way too much food. I had too many great meals, but and I still, even being there, well, it was 6-7 weeks, I didn't have enough time to find all the great restaurants.
Great.
I mean, I found some great ones, but I look forward to doing the next two Transformers just to go back to
Chicago.
Awesome.
All right, well, there you go. And hung out a lot with the mayor. Had
yes.
Some dinners with the mayor.
Yes.
What are your impressions after coming out of something like that?
You know, he's a very intense guy. As I was just saying, he's got some similar qualities to Marcus Atrill. You know, he fights what he believes in. He's not going to waver. You know, I wish we could have more Rahm Emanuels around the country.
That's very interesting. Not everybody in Chicago agrees with that.
But
when you're that frank, you don't, you know, not everybody
agree completely, because, you know, I've made mention to a lot of people, and, you know, when I got there, what do you think about the mayor? And I've heard, you know, pros and cons from both people, but that's the way it is. You know,
yeah.
It's not going to deter him from doing what he believes in. Cleaning up the school department and,
right.
And you know,
exactly, got to get things done. You're gonna ruffle some feathers when
yes.
You get things done like that. So of all the movies that you've made and all the physical roles that you have, I have to think that this one maybe was the most physically demanding, unless you have the most amazing stunt people. That
definitely the most demanding.
Yeah.
And the bar was set pretty high. You know, we have Marcus Luttrell there. You have the SEAL community. You have the military community. You have the family members of the guys who didn't make it off that mountain, and everybody who served. In the past, so, you know, but we were all committed to doing it for the right reasons and paying tribute to those guys and getting it right and not cutting corners.
So do you go through a special kind of training? I mean, do the Navy
mm-hmm.
SEALs
yep.
guy put
yep.
you, so you're going through like their way of doing things and
absolutely
things?
And I thought I had it figured out because I've trained to do other military movies in the past, but this is just a whole other level. And so, yeah, for weeks we were just with the guys every single day from sunup to sundown. And we'd have dinner with them, and we basically were together the entire time throughout the whole movie. They were there the whole course of the production, and, you know, you never got to go off the mountain and, you know, go to your trailer. You were up there with them all the time, just laying on the rocks and hanging out and shooting the breeze. And you
yeah.
know,
does that play on your mind, though, when you're telling a true story like this, and that, you know, guys actually went through this and guys actually lost their lives with something like this? A different kind of gravity on you, you know, as the actor of telling the story?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're all humbled by the sacrifice that they make, and also inspired by their toughness, both mentally and physically, and inspired to, you know, pay tribute to them with this movie. You know, there was never any discussion about politics. There was never any discussion about the war. It was about those guys. So
every time we've
and
talked.
Also the Afghan people,
yeah,
and
telling their stories,
exactly,
yeah.
and what an amazing act of compassion from Muhammad Gulab and all those villagers,
yeah,
that risked their lives to help a stranger.
Yeah, I must have asked you a million times about the Entourage movie that I guess finally is really going to happen. So you've got that coming up and this reality show. You're in the reality show business with your family.
Yeah, it's more of a docu-series about building a family business, and I think it's fascinating. It's people are going to be really surprised at the tone of it and everything. It's not, you know, usually you think reality shows, you think the Kardashians or one of those
right,
things.
Right, the Honey Boo Boos or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit different from that. You know, I don't want to build a career over 24 years to just, you know, ruin my reputation.